Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
One of them is the extent that the ceasefire might help to move Israel towards a normalization with Saudi Arabia. Well, Ben Dror Yamini, he's a journalist at Yediot Achronot. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
So if you had a diet, if you were allowed one button on your desk, like President Trump, for Diet Coke, what would it be?
Well, it's not easy, but somehow to eliminate the jihad.
Oh, all right. You can picture it. You just press that button and boom,
yeah,
one jihadi is
normal jihad.
You're right.
Yeah, normal jihad. Because we can, we must bear in mind that the jihad right now
Absolutely.
Is the main cause to violence in the world. And I'm speaking, by the way, not because of Israel, of course, also because of Israel, but generally speaking globally, jihad is the main source of violence. People don't know, but 95 victims of jihad are Muslims.
Right.
I repeat it, 95% are Muslim. People do not know it. When they demonstrate in the American universities in favor of Hamas, which is part of jihad, they demonstrate for the killing of more Muslims, against Israel, not against Israel. They are totally wrong, but that's what they do.
It's absolutely appalling. But let's talk about the ceasefire perhaps assisting in moving Israel and Saudi Arabia towards normalization. Give me your thoughts.
Okay, there is a big debate in Israel right now. And the big debate is, should we continue with the war and actually, in a way, give up the normalization with Saudi Arabia, or that we should continue with the ceasefire and the release of hostages, and then promote the options for normalization with Saudi Arabia? I think most Israelis, according to all the polls, support the ceasefire. They don't want to renew the war. Now, the point is that many people say, look, we did not achieve the total victory that we promised. Yes, they are completely right. There is not any total victory. There was not any total victory in Afghanistan. There was not any total victory in many other places. If you are looking for a total victory, you might continue the war endlessly. And this is not what most people in Israel want.
So in other words, it's almost changing direction in order to achieve the same goal.
Well, it's not the same goal. I'll tell you why it's not the same goal. Because something is behind it. And what is behind it? Behind it is the big question of, should Israel declare two-state solution or not? And as we all know, some parts in the Israeli politics do not support the two-state for two-people solution. So normalization, the meaning of normalization with Saudi Arabia is that Israel should somehow promise prospects of peace, which mean also two states for two peoples. And they do not want it. We cannot deny the fact that Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir, one ex-minister, one is still a minister, they are totally against the two states for two people's solution. So some parts in the Likud, they are not supporting the two-state solution, but they are at least willing to say something about political prospects for the Palestinians. Now, this is a big debate. The big debate is not about normalization, because everyone supports normalization.
Sure.
The big debate is about the political price of normalization with Saudi Arabia. And the price is actually to declare, yes, we are willing to the prospect of two states for two people solution.
So
even if I have to say, I have to say something.
I mean, sure.
It's not that tomorrow if Israel is saying yes, the Palestinians are saying, oh, great, we are going to have tomorrow a peace. No, it's not going to be like that, because there is a big debate. Because let me just remind that the Palestinians were offered once and again a Palestinian state at the end of the Oslo process by Ehud Barak, Prime Minister. They were offered by Bill Clinton, who was the President of the United States. They were offered by Ehud Olmert, who was the Prime Minister, and so on and so on. They always, but always, said no. So it's not that if Israel will say yes, they will jump and say, oh, for sure, we are willing to make peace. It's not the case. They will say no anyway. I'm sorry to say it, but they are going to say saying we are willing to make this kind of promoting peace and that. Yeah.
So isn't that then strategically the way to go? And say, listen, we're open to it. Obviously, so long as there is security, as long as there is a clear, not a fancy worded way of, you know, provided there is a recognition of Israel and its safety and everything else required, then, you know, we wait for you to come to the table to implement it. But in the meantime, we can move forward with normalization with some of the other countries in the region.
Look, if you ask me, this is the best way to change something positively. Yes, Israel should say something like, yes, we are willing for the prospect of a political solution to the Palestinians. I'll tell you why. Because we hear those people who are shouting in the demonstrations, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Mm. And the political meaning of it is not only the destruction of Israel, but for many people who shout it, even Jews, the meaning is one state solution. They do not want to kill all the Jews. Some of them, yes, but many of them shouting it don't think that this is the best solution. Look, it's very interesting. We are speaking about people from the radical left. From the other hand, who is actually support the one state solution? The extreme right in Israel. One state solution from the river to the sea.
Right.
So there is a coalition. The people of the radical left and the radical right, because some people shout about it and some people actually carry out this one state solution.
So
my political view, yes, I want a Jewish and democratic state. That's what I want. The moment that the Palestinian will be ready for a Palestinian state, not on the expense of Israel, but besides Israel, they will be welcomed, by the way, by the majority of the Israelis.
Very interesting. That is where we do need to leave it. I'd love your thoughts on it, because it is a different way of thinking. Ben Dror Yamini, journalist at Yediot Achronot, talking to us about the normalization, a peace agreement, a two-state solution. Give me the way you think about this at 8:30.